Hi, I am Haley, the Christian Leaders Institute Synthesia presenter. We are grateful to our researchers and the tools of AI to make this course available to you. These free courses are made possible by the generosity of users like you who support this mission through donations, purchase of official credentials, subscriptions, and the purchases of Christian Leaders lifestyle products through our Christian Leaders store. What is great about this model is that everyone gets to study free of charge. Frankly, many have nothing to offer except themselves, to be an ambassador for Christ. I won't mention this again. Now we go on to free training. Welcome to Motorcycle Club Chaplaincy Practice. This course is designed to help you serve in motorcycle club and rider-connected settings with wisdom, humility, and steady Christian presence. It is not about pretending to be part of a culture you do not understand. It is not about forcing spiritual conversations. And it is not about showing up as the loudest person in the space. It is about becoming the kind of chaplain who can be trusted. Motorcycle communities often carry deep bonds, deep memory, and deep pain. Some people in these settings have known loyalty, brotherhood, sacrifice, grief, and loss in powerful ways. Some have also known trauma, addiction, family strain, regret, anger, loneliness, or spiritual hunger. A wise chaplain learns how to enter those spaces slowly, respectfully, and without entitlement. This course will help you do that. As you move through this training, think of it as formation, not just information. You are not simply learning what to say. You are learning how to carry yourself. You are learning how to listen. You are learning how to become calm under pressure, clear about your role, careful with privacy, and faithful in how you represent Christ. That matters. In motorcycle-related ministry, people often notice your tone before they notice your theology. They notice whether you are steady. They notice whether you are trying too hard. They notice whether you respect the culture or whether you are using the culture to make yourself feel important. So use this course prayerfully. Take your time with each topic. Watch the videos carefully. Read the readings thoughtfully. Pay attention to the case studies. These are not filler pieces. They are where many of the real ministry lessons come into focus. You will notice that this course emphasizes consent-based care. That means prayer by permission, scripture by consent, conversations without pressure. It also means you do not use someone's vulnerability as your ministry opportunity. You serve the person, not your own image of yourself as the chaplain. This course also teaches role clarity. A motorcycle chaplain is not a therapist, not law enforcement, not a club politician, not a spiritual spy, and not a preacher in every moment. A chaplain is a trustworthy Christian presence who knows how to show up, care well, and keep healthy boundaries. You will also see the importance of confidentiality with limits. In close communities, trust can be broken fast. A careless comment, a repeated story, or taking sides in a tense situation can damage a ministry before it really begins. This course will help you understand how to protect trust and when you must act wisely if safety or legal concerns are involved. As you learn, ask yourself simple questions. Would people feel calmer after talking with me? Would they experience respect from me? Would they feel pressured by me or cared for by me? Would I be safe to trust in grief, conflict, or crisis? That is the kind of formation we are aiming for. This course is also grounded in a Christian view of whole person care. Human beings are embodied souls. Road life, grief, brotherhood, loyalty, family strain, and spiritual searching affect the whole person. So chaplaincy must care for the whole person too, with spiritual, emotional, relational, and practical wisdom working together. Let this course shape both your thinking and your posture. You do not need to become impressive. You need to become usable. You do not need to force your way in. You need to become the kind of person others can welcome. You do not need to act tough. You need to stay faithful. In the next videos, we will talk more specifically about why Motorcycle Club Chaplaincy matters, how this ministry field works, and how to begin with humility and courage. Thank you for stepping into this training. This is holy work, but it is also practical work. And done well, it can become a ministry of deep trust, quiet hope, and Christ-centered presence in places where that presence is greatly needed.